4 seconds left in this third overtime. The game is tied at 109.
The shooter gets the ball. No one's pressing. No one's blocking. He aims. He shoots. He scores! Wow! They won the game! The shooter was all alone. Had all the time in the world. Was the defense taking a nap or what?
Where is the defense? Oh, my goodness.
When there's no defense, it's game over. The same happens with your teeth when enamel is weak. New Pronamel Active Shield Toothpaste strengthens your enamel because strong enamel is the best defense against cavities. New Pronamel Active Shield. Here's the defense.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Butler in the corner with 1 second. Hoists the jumper and scores!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Your Fighting Tigers are national champions.
I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing.
Honestly, I have no idea. I was just trying to get to the handshake line.
Earlier on the show, Kansas State guard Marquise Noel. Coming up, 49ers tight end George Kittle. Academy Award winner Matt Damon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, can confirm. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Matt Damon's joining us in hour number three of this program alongside the great Stacey Dales, my colleague from the NFL Network. She's been all over the pro day circuit. She was at Will Levis's pro day. She was at the combine. And, oh, by the way, her number's hanging in the rafters in Oklahoma. And she has some particular insights about the women's national championship game that went down between LSU and Iowa as Stacey got fouled out of her national championship game against UConn. So that'll be great conversation. Hour number one, we chatted with Marquise Noel of Kansas State. He believes it's UConn tonight. But we paused this program for one of our favorites. The man is highly entertaining, and clearly the folks at WWE took notice and tapped him into WrestleMania.
Tagged him in.
Tagged him in?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. And he tapped out the Miz? Tagged him in?
Yeah, tagged him in. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, TJ. I'm glad that you were there for me.
Well, I mean,
it's amazing that he had a tight end university
Brandy,
tank
you know
top
that.
Right
you know better than anyone about that.
And so immediately I had to reach out because it was great to see him in such a huge spot here in Los Angeles, California. He is the great George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers and also WrestleMania. Good to chat with you, George.
Wow, Rich, always a pleasure. Did I hear earlier that I'm opening for Matt Damon?
Yes, correct. That is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I might just stay on and just listen to your guys' conversation.
You know, George, I'm sure you've got the plan to handle that on your cell phone. I'm sure you can do that.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, you know, I'll connect to Wi-Fi. It's fine, Matt Damon. I mean, one of my favorite actors from Ocean, 11, 12, 13.
You need
banger movies.
You need to see this movie air, George. It's really well done. It's great. That's what he's coming on to promote. It's amazing about Jordan signing with Nike.
Yeah, no, I've seen the trailer for that. I'm really looking forward to it. That looks him and Affleck are fantastic together. I always like watching them. They seem like they're really good. So that chemistry, you know, it just goes right over to the screen.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And how about you, man? So walk me through your night, man. Saturday night. That was wild. That must have been like up there for you in terms of the all time great things that you've done in your life, George.
Yeah. I mean, I had Pat McAfee called me earlier in the week. I was, hey, I've been pestering him a little bit since last year. I was like, hey, man, if you ever need someone to help you in the ring, I'm available. Don't care when. And then, like, you know, he kind of stepped away from wrestling for a little bit.
Yep.
Saw him. He was like, hey, you know, are you still interested? Like, of course. You know, just hit me up. And then this past week, he said, hey, I might have something for you. Are you still interested? And I said, yeah. You have my number. I'll be there regardless. If you want me to hop in the ring, do whatever you want. I can hit someone with a table, hit someone with a chair, jump on the ladder. Probably not. But I'll do anything you want me to do. And then I got to talk to Triple H, Mr. H. Sorry. Talked to him a little bit. He gave me the rundown. And then, you know, just Pat, The Miz, and me making some magic on night one of WrestleMania in L.A. How fun.
So you're saying you've been telling Pat, hey, you know, hook me up if you need me. I'm ready to be hooked up. And the first time he finally hooked you up was for WrestleMania. Is that right?
That's, yeah. Just wow. Pat McAfee, just guys being dudes. He's one of the boys.
Yep.
Just said, hey, suggested me for a bit. You know what they were doing. Say, hey, you know, he's going to be there. And like I said, every time he posts anything about wrestling, I throw him a little DMs, and I just like throw him the sideways eyes, like, hey, I'm here. And just, you know, letting them know that I'm still available. But it's just how it came to be. Just, he just gave me a call, and Next thing you know, I'm in WrestleMania on Saturday, you know, just kind of talking about it. And then Saturday night hits. And I, you know what, it was the one of the most, I think it was the second most anxiety I've ever had in my life behind singing with Kelly Clarkson.
So NFL honors still tops. This past year's NFL honors still tops in terms of anxiety.
Oh my gosh, Rich, I was so scared. I don't sing much in front of people. At least WWE, like, hey, I'm fully invested in it. I watch it. I watch Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. I'm in it. Follow it all on Twitter. Yeah, singing a Kelly Clarkson song. Not, you know, I don't do that weekly. Something I do all the time, but you know, I thoroughly enjoy that. But you know, having to jump over the barrier, trying not to catch my feet, overthinking everything. But, you know, the good news at the end of the day is that I'm really good at hitting people, and so that was pretty natural for me.
Although, George, I got to tell you, the moves that you were putting on The Miz would be 15 yards in your normal profession, in your day job or your night job. That's 15 yards.
Not if I'm carrying the football.
Huh. Interesting. So, and in that regard, it did look like you were a complete natural here, George. Was there no rehearsal with The Miz the first time that you started making these maneuvers? There was no, you know, practicing these maneuvers in any way, shape, or form, George?
Look, he talked me through it for about 5 minutes, and then he's like, you know what? You got it. You're good to go. I don't want to put too much stuff in your head. Just go hit me. I had fun, too. Then once I was walking back to my seat after the rehearsal, he goes, one of the other guys goes, hey, make sure you hit him harder than he thinks he's going to get hit. It'll look better. So I was like, all right, sounds good.
Wow. That was really fun.
You know, he's a big Browns fan, right, George?
Oh, trust me. We were talking about that. Every time I see The Miz and talk football, it's fantastic. He's big into fantasy football. So we were talking about that. I know I always tell everybody, just draft Christian McCaffrey, number one. It's your best bet. After that, I couldn't tell you. But that's a for sure. Whether, you know, he's going to be hot. So I would just keep drafting him number one. That'd be my number one.
Well, okay, very good. Yeah, I mean, I'm in a fantasy league with him, George. So I know he's diehard. But he chooses too many Cleveland Browns. He does. But that's always been his Achilles heel. You found the other one with the clothesline. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. And then Pat punted his face to the moon.
He did punt.
Yep. Did you see the bump that Pat took jumping from the top to the ground?
Yeah.
Like, he hit full. I mean, The Miz helped out a little bit, but that was full spine on the canvas. Yeah.
When he Pat put out a photo. On his, he Instagrammed out a photo of it. It looks photoshopped, where he is
upside down.
He's upside down at a 45 degree angle, heading down to the ground. It looked like, okay, let's just take Pat McAfee standing upright. Someone will just tilt it, flip it upside down. That was unbelievable. Unreal.
Look at it again. I'm in the very background with my jaw on the floor, going, "Holy shnikes! What am I about to witness?"
Oh, man. Wow. George, that is so unbelievable. That was so cool. And then for you to rep TEU like that, come on now.
You know what? That was actually my wife's idea. That was awesome, you know. Because I know the thing was, Pat always wears the black tank, you know, the wife beater. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I got to, you know, hype him up by wearing a black tank. And why don't we just brought one of my TEU shirts, cut the sleeves off the day of. We're like, hey, what's better than Titan U and a bunch of trophies here live at WrestleMania? So,
George,
yeah, it came together perfectly.
Let me tell you something, George. Let me pound the table for you and your colleagues, okay? 2023, the three men who created Tight End University, Greg Olsen calls a Super Bowl in which Travis Kelce wins it, and then off of that, hosts Saturday Night Live, and then you show up in a TEU tank top at WrestleMania. This is the greatest tight end year ever. I can't imagine. This is it. We haven't, you know, we've just played one football game in it. This is it, George. This is the pinnacle, one would think, you know?
You know what? Or it's just the foundation for great things to come, right?
Attaboy.
We're just building up. And you know what? I mean, you talk about Greg Olsen, how fantastic of a job he did with the Super Bowl. All I heard was good things about him, and I thought he did a fantastic job. Kelce out there scoring touchdowns, winning another one, putting two in his resume. And being able to hop over, get in the ring, celebrate, throw the double birds up like Stone Cold in WrestleMania. Yeah, that was a lifetime experience for me. You know, it's kind of like an achievement unlocked, and when you're playing a game, that was crazy. Did not think that was going to happen, but it did. But yeah, you know, it's a great year for tight ends.
Yeah,
and it's just going to continue to get better, Rich, and it just can continually get better each day, each week. We can keep stacking great years on top of them, and the tight ends are just going to take over.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I need to look up the record for tight ends chosen in the first round of an NFL draft, and that this is going to be that month where that record gets broken. It's too good right now for tight ends. It's just you're on a roll. And let's not forget, though, there's only one who repped Tight End University with their platform. I mean, it's not like Olsen, you know, opened up his shirt and tie during the Super Bowl and there's a TEU, or Kelsey did it in his American Girl doll sketch on Saturday Night Live. You actually repped it, George. You repped it, man. You got it done.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, man, it's
I'm psyched for you.
It means a lot to us. So, you know, just got to get it out there. And, you know, hey, it's coming up June 20th. It's coming to Nashville. It's an easy flight, man. I did a red eye last night, and I got in. And
well, when is it? Because, you know, good Lord, am I overdue for a trip to the bus, even though they haven't put a motor on it. And that's, I'm a man of principle, kind of like Lamar Jackson, where I'm not gonna make a deal until I get what I want.
I respect that.
You know, but they still don't have a motor on it. So when is Tight End University? This
it's June 20th. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Opening night is on that Tuesday, June 20th, and it's kind of a meet and greet upstairs at a rooftop restaurant bar area, hang out, everyone gets to see each other.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, Thursday are the meeting days. Plus, on the field stuff, it's fun.
Look into this.
You know, I've got some. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to release some surprises yet, but
okay.
You know, hopefully you can have me back on later.
Yes, yes, George.
And I'll announce that you're going to be there too. You know, in Nashville.
Okay.
And you know, Bus with the Boys is going to be a part of it.
Of course, there.
It's going to be pretty fun.
They're local. They're local.
They are local.
All right. Before I let you go, George, you want to chime in on? I don't know if you're able to catch Iowa versus LSU.
You know what? It was literally on right before I left. So I watched the whole game.
Uh-huh.
I did. What do you want to know my thoughts on?
What are your thoughts on? I guess let's get right into the end where Angel Reese is getting lit up for giving the your wrestling moves, the you can't see me John Cena move towards Caitlin Clark. What do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I've realized you have to appreciate people for who they are, and everyone comes from different walks of life, and you can't really judge people because you've never walked a day in their shoes.
Right.
So I'm not going to judge anyone for that. I would have been a little bit different. I think I'm more the Caitlin Clark route, but, shake hands. There's not much you can say after you lose anyways.
She kind of did it against Louisville. She did it against Haley Van Lith.
100%. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's on fire. She's dropping 35 points, and you can't see me, you can't touch me. I mean, to me, that's pretty deserved. When you talk and then when you're winning and then when you lose, hey, you're bound to get it back in your face. That's just kind of what happened.
Yep.
And, you know, LSU, they took advantage of it. They got the win, and they're able to do that. Does it look the greatest? Probably not. But, hey, she won. She can say what she wants to say. And that's how people are going to see her. She's a phenomenal basketball player, so she gets to say what she wants to say. That's a blessing of when you're on top and you get a win, you get to do whatever you want to do. I mean, look at the Super Bowl and, you talking crap to the Eagles. Like, that's just – it's not what everybody might do, but if that's how you want to play it, that's how you want to play your cards, hey, go for it, man. That's not me, but good for you for winning.
And Caitlin Clark, have you connected with her at all during her remarkable run at all?
Yeah, it's actually fun. One of my wife's best friends is related to her, so
I've
only met her like once or twice, maybe. I don't get back to her too much, but stay in contact over social media once in a while. But
right.
She's just a huge fan. How fun of a player. How electric. 40 points, averaging over 30. Just absolute stud. Scoring on 75% of all the possessions with Caitlin Clark. I mean, how fun to watch. Just an absolute superstar. And I really hope she plays again in college just because she's just going to make that sport so much better. And it just gives more give a chance to see all the amazing things that she can do, and allows kids to see her and be like, hey, I want to do that someday too, and maybe change the way that they train and change the way they shoot the ball. And maybe they're all shooting like Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark in the future.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And this was also an opportunity where you could complain about the refs and not get fined. That was that.
You know what? I already tweeted about it. I'm not. It's not even just towards Iowa. I thought they were. You know what? Not to offend anybody, but I thought they were horrendous on both sides.
Yeah.
Of the ball. And even just, you can look all over. I mean, everyone was saying that. I mean, like, I've never seen. You know, I mean, I have seen it, but it's been a while since I've seen refs just absolutely dominate a basketball game.
They did.
Just like dominated. It was crazy. I mean, Caitlin's technical, outrageous.
That was.
Some of the fouls on the LSU girls were horrendous too. Just it was back and forth. Just terrible, terrible calls and. It's just like, let the girls play. Basketball is a violent sport, too, in its own regard. It's not, you're not tackling people and stuff like that, but you can, hey, you can throw a bow once in a while, use your legs, box out. Like, you can be a little violent. The fact that they're just, like, protecting them is pretty outrageous. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let the girls play.
Yeah, Angel reset the entire second quarter. It kind of, but that's when.
That's not good for the sport. Now, good for.
Jasmine Carson, she lit it up.
Yeah.
She lit it up. She that kind of put the game out of reach a bit, but. Anyway, I'm glad you got a chance to catch
they
that.
She got it back down to 7 in the third quarter. Rich, relax.
No, I know.
Relax.
I know.
Her coming in and going, that bank shot at the end, too, that looked like me out there shooting up there, just throwing and saying, Kobe. And it went in. And I love seeing that stuff. That's good for the sport of basketball. And, congratulations to LSU. Happy for them. Feel bad for the Iowa girls, but hey, they're a fantastic team, and hopefully Caitlin Clark's coming back.
Hey, before I let you go, my wrestling aficionado TJ Jefferson wants to ask you something because he was at WrestleMania all weekend long.
Yeah, actually,
you ran into
George. Right.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
What's up, brother?
I know he tried to put me in a headlock. It was crazy.
Security had to pry me off. George, of course, I'm sure that the NFL career is going to last for a long time, and you're going to have much success. But when you finally hang the cleats up, is getting in the ring something that you've given any thought to? Because, I mean, what I saw from you on Friday, man, it looked like you were obviously having a blast, and you've got the size, you've got the physicality. So, is that something you'd look into?
I am about 5 minutes from making a phone call to get a rest in me installed at my house in a barn. So
really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to any opportunity. Like I said, Mr. H has my number. That's not a phone call I'll ever ignore. So I'm always open to participating in fun, violent events.
I'm with it. And if you need a wise man, if you need a Paul Heyman character, I'll just suggest myself and I'll just throw that out there for you.
Booker T said he was going to do that for me.
Oh, okay.
You can go. Yeah, you can one-on-one Booker T, and if you can beat him, you got it.
Well, no, you'd have two brothers with dreadlocks in your corner. So, I don't see how you could lose.
We ain't getting beat. No, sir. No, sir.
George, you're the best, man. Thanks for taking the time after such a big weekend, and you're just flying across the country and stuff. Let's connect soon. Congrats. It's always great seeing you have fun in big spots and surprising people. That was fun.
Thank you so much, Rich. Thanks to you and the boys. Hey, and again, you have my number as well, Rich. I'm always available for you, my guy.
Okay, absolutely. As you know, I tagged you into this, and I appreciate you you taking me out. So thanks again.
Rich, I got one more thing for you. I spent, after the first night of WrestleMania, I got to hang out with Pat and some of the guys backstage, drink a couple of brewskis.
Yep.
One of the guys lives in Columbus, Ohio, I'm pretty sure he said. He's a Michigan guy. And he was in my ear the whole night about Michigan. I'm like, what is it about you Michigan guys and telling everybody that you love Michigan?
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Great, fantastic person, though. He's like, what I've learned, too? The video crew for WWE is like equipment managers for football. They're probably the coolest people that don't get enough respect. So I just wanted to give them a huge shout-out because they were very fun after that WrestleMania.
Well, I appreciate it. The reason why we're so vocal about it it's true. It's because it was an incredible experience, and I'm sure you had just an incredible experience at Iowa. And it's just there's more of us. We're everywhere. You cannot avoid it. And plus, we're givers. We like to give.
Yeah.
We like to give and talk about our experiences and hope it washes on the people that are listening. So that's maybe it.
Yeah, I think everybody else takes it as us, like you're forcing it down our throats.
No.
And I don't know if everyone wants to know that you went to Michigan, how much you guys like the Wolverines.
Yeah.
Because there might be more Iowa people out there, but we just don't, go announce it to everybody.
Well, George,
I love you.
To use the Boogie Nights phrase, that's a YP. That's a your problem that you don't share it. That's a YP.
I know. I will share it to everyone though that Caitlin Clark's a dog.
There you go.
That's all. I'll stand on that one.
And I agree. She's unbelievable to watch. Thanks for the call, George. You take care of yourself, brother.
Be well.
That's one with Matt Damon. Please tell him I'm a huge fan.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you very much. It's George Kittle, everybody, right here.
George. George the Animal Kittle.
George the Animal Kittle. I like it. Amazing. I like it. Look, those moves are not.
It's not ballet, man.
Well, it's those moves are not easy to figure out, I don't think. Although The Miz is a lead pipe wielding professional, so he can take a hit and fly his body around in a way, you know.
But what was it George said? Pat said to hit him a little bit harder
than he's
expecting.
Than so, he's expecting.
Yeah, he hit him with a couple times. I was like, ooh.
It did look like Pat did connect on punting him. With his punting his head.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes punches connect. Sometimes kicks connect. You know, they kind of had to pause a match last night because a guy got hit in the head with a ladder and split his head wide open. And so
it happens.
It happens, man. It's not a game.
Didn't
it's
McMahon,
not a game.
Didn't E. McMahon blow his knee out?
Yeah, Shane.
Did I see
Shane
that this morning?
Shane O'Mac, man.
Oh, my
be the money.
All right, let's take a break. Overreaction Monday coming your way, everybody. Coming your way. That's next right here on The Rich Eisen Show before Stacey Dales and Matt Damon join us. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard. Also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you can buy online, starting at just $15 a month. By cutting out retail stores, Mint Mobile got rid of the crazy overhead costs so you could score sweet savings every month. To get your new wireless phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/switch. That's mintmobile.com/switch. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. During the commercial break, I saw on SportsCenter's Instagram feed, Steph Curry warming up over the weekend, found a dead spot. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
He found it. He's just dribbling, you know, underneath the basket, doing his warm-ups, and he stops. And he takes the ball, and he starts dribbling it. And then he dribbles it over one spot. And he dribbles it over another spot, 2 feet up.
What court was this on?
On his home court.
On his home court, really?
And just check it out. And then at one point, he realizes something's up. So he takes the ball and he just releases it with both hands to just drop down, let gravity do its work. It bounces up right around his shin. Then he moves one step to his left, bounces it, and it bounces right up to his waist. Moves back right to his shin, up to it, and he points it out on the court. It's a dead spot.
Wow.
And it's just like
the old Boston Garden.
And again,
I was just about to ask that. Weren't the Celtics notorious for doing that with their court back in the day?
Well
I mean, not.
You just said that in an accusatory manner. It was an old building and an old floor. Hey, man, the wood goes bad.
I just found it interesting, and I'm not doing this to troll anybody. That's why whenever everyone says you couldn't tell whether a football is inflated properly or not, like you grab these guys, this is their profession.
Yeah, you grab
they
it.
They know it.
You can tell.
Right, and that's why pitchers know when a baseball is wound tighter.
Yep.
And football quarterbacks know when a football is just fresh out of the box.
I think that's why I asked you what court it was, because I'm surprised it was his home court. So it's like, it's amazing he hadn't found that before until just now.
And let me just say this about Caitlin Clark, too, watching her. I'm telling you, I would love to get, you know how there was that old commercial about a taste test for a soda where you knew
a blind taste test.
Right, the Pepsi or Coke challenge. Right?
Yeah.
And how, you know, I think it was a Pepsi taste challenge. And people would be so surprised, the Coca-Cola that they've been drinking, you know, that if you poured on your side of your car, it would take the paint off. That is, oh, my gosh, it was Pepsi the whole time. And that was Pepsi basically saying, we're just as good as Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it if we had the sound of a net being pierced by a shot ball and put Curry's sound of a net with Caitlin Clark's.
would you be able to tell the difference sometimes? I'm serious. I know what I'm saying right now is totally out of the realm for a lot of people, but the way that her basketball shot enters the hoop and goes through the net, it makes a noise that to me was, it just sounds different. And it doesn't touch the rim, like, almost ever.
Rich, why do you say that?
And the way that
I mixed in a couple Iowa games this year, I told Chris.
Right.
And I didn't know her name. I remember coming into Chris and going,
right,
who's this girl that plays on Iowa? He went, Caitlin Clark. I went, she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the sound that you're saying
right.
is dead on. It just goes, it's amazing.
It makes a noise that just doesn't.
It's amazing.
I'm serious.
Rich, I'm telling you.
And the way that sometimes she sneaks around a screen. Mm-hmm. And if you fight through that screen and she gets one split second, it's over. It's over. And I know, look, LSU had so many incredible players yesterday. And they also had a ton of open shots, and they all went in. They set a record for most points scored in a national championship game on the women's side. They his first triple-digit performance we've ever seen.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's different. The ball hits differently. And I know George Kittle said, I hope she's staying. I mean, she's not available to be drafted for another year. And when she goes to the WNBA, she might take a pay cut.
She 1,000% is going to make more money in college.
With the NIL.
Yeah.
And I do believe, though, that her leading, if I read that her leading revenue generator on the NIL side is a local food bank, and she's demanded that everything gets donated.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Love it.
So.
But again,
boy, is she a red ass.
Yeah.
She is a red ass. Oh. I mean, she gives the you can't see me
and like I said, it wasn't waving, just one game and, that's and her
she,
thing
and yeah. when she's wait and when she's sagging on defense on somebody who she doesn't whose shot she doesn't respect, she just waves her hand at him. And I think some LSU players took offense to that, or at least used that to psych themselves up in a national championship game, which you have to use. Yeah. You have to do that. I get it.
I think getting back to this whole Angel Reese thing, I mean, I saw what happened. I was watching the game. And to be honest with you, my initial thought was this. I kind of know how media works. I know how Twitter works. So as I'm watching this happen, I already know.
What's coming.
So my thought was like, I hated to see her do that strictly because you won the game in a dominating fashion. At the foul line, hit her up with it. But to chase her for 19 seconds, I mean, look, heat of battle, I'm fine with anything, but I knew where this was going to go. I know today is not a shock to me.
Yeah,
I kind of wish she wouldn't have done it strictly because we'd be talking about how good of a basketball player she is and not some other unnecessary things. Like they won the championship. So, but again, that was something that Caitlin had been doing. You know, she'd been murking these girls all year, you know? So, you know, what goes around comes around, but like I said, just for me personally, Rich, knowing how things work, watching that, my initial reaction, if I'm going to be honest, was like, oh, man.
Well, South Carolina coach.
This is going to get out of control.
South Carolina coach Dawn Staley kind of set the stage when she was saying at her press conference over the weekend, you know, hey, we've got a bunch of competitors here, play very physical brand. Don't call us thugs.
Yeah.
She had a very John Thompson-like press conference where she was setting the stage about how her team is covered and talked about that then played into Angel Reese over the weekend. And like I said, again, I like the act like you've been there before sort of strategy, but I totally understand. I'm a 53-year-old man. And this is a different day and age where people are making hand gestures like you know, you can't see me. And again, just to remind everybody, Angel Reese is not the first LSU national champion to point to a ring finger.
And by the way, you might not know this if you hadn't been watching LSU, but something those girls do is to keep them motivated all year. At the end of the game, they would take a Sharpie and draw a ring on the ring finger. So this was something that the team had been doing that maybe a lot of people didn't know. So that pointing to the ring finger, that wasn't just that day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had
I honestly thought Joe Burrow did it. Now Angel Reese is doing it.
Celebrate yourself. That's
honestly, when Joe Burrow did that, did anybody think he was showing up?
I mean, Aaron Donald did it at the competition. End of the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's like something that everyone's been doing recently. So
I didn't think anything of that. Nope. And then when she passed her hand over her face, I think she said, like, you know, to get Caitlin Clark's attention, I'm doing this. Right. And because she did it to the competition before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, you know, you're walking your walk. Yeah. Everybody's paying attention to you with your 40-point triple-double, but you're not winning. I am, and here I am doing this thing, and there's my ring finger. Literally, that's what I thought. And then I turned on to Twitter, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Well, she said after the game, too, I was in my bag. Like, I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the moment. We just won.
The national championship. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, Stacey Dale's going to join us, and she's been there. I don't know if she's done that, but she's been there, done that figuratively.
Yeah.
You know? One other thing I want to talk about, then we'll throw it a break, and then we'll do overreaction Monday. I got to admit this. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
You wish you would have went to WrestleMania? I knew it.
I know what she's going to say. I know where you're going.
That's
just
what you would think.
I think he's going. I think I know where you're going.
I like the picture.
I knew it.
I like the pitch clock. You know why I like the pitch clock? Because I'm not seeing it.
No, they don't.
They don't put it where you can see it.
Well, that's the idea.
And then it pops up on the screen when it gets down to 5 seconds or less. And the number of times I noticed, the number of times I don't see the pitch clock and the pitch is coming, and I'm not sitting there thinking this game is rushed. And a buddy of mine who I play poker with every week pointed out at the game last week. And this is interesting. I'll give my buddy Rob more credit. Folks know him from the world of esports. He's pointed out, he goes, baseball's the only sport where there's unlimited timeouts.
Yep.
Unlimited. Could you imagine the NFL, the NBA, hockey, any other sport? Nope. Call timeout as much as you like. And I'm an old school guy. I'm like, I kind of dig that the game was played in the same way that it was played when Calvin Coolidge was president and Grover Cleveland Alexander was the pitcher at the time when Grover Cleveland was the president at the time. I know I'm totally over exaggerating, but I think you get the point. I kind of like the fact that
I love it.
You know, dig it. I do.
Yeah.
And you flagged this for us earlier, Chris. Go for it. We got one over here. We got Jeff Passan pointing out that, you know, the time of the game was over the weekend, the first 50 games of Major League Baseball season, they sliced a half hour off the game time.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here thinking the game's rushed or it's a problem. You know, 40 pitch clock violations, fewer than one a game. I think, did I see Devers struck out on a pitch clock violation because he didn't make eye contact?
Yeah, the batter has to prove that's ready by the eight count.
That's another weird thing that I'm going to have to get used to.
Don't get that.
You know, you got it because the pitcher also, Nestor Cortez, was told, you know, in his last spring training outing, I guess, that you, because he does a lot of the Luis Tiant, you know, head bob and moving around. Mm-hmm. You got to make eye contact with the hitter to say, okay, here it comes. And then he could do all sorts of stuff.
Right.
But he never made eye contact with the hitter. So that's going to be a little bit weird. And again, my concern coming into the season, and I brought it up to the commissioner of baseball when he was here, is that incredible World Baseball Classic final confrontation between Ohtani and Trout. Every pitch in that sequence was a pitch clock violation.
Yeah.
And it took forever in terms of a pitch clock violation. But it didn't feel like forever as we're watching. And I don't want those moments rushed. But I didn't feel like the game was rushed at all.
No, it's been a good first weekend.
Seattle was great. The fans were counting down the clock.
Okay, that's another interesting aspect of it, too.
Which was amazing.
That's fine.
When the opposing pitcher was up, They would go 5, 4, and it was like throwing them off a little. It was actually fun.
I think for me, it's always been about action. You know, the three outcomes of the last few seasons is just, you know, strikeout, home run, walk, and it's like pretty annoying. But, you know, you look in the first 4 days, batting average is up 15 points. Stolen bases more than doubled from last year.
Hey. What did I tell you?
Maybe you're right about
it's
it.
It's the bigger bases.
It's going to make a difference.
Well, I don't think the bases have anything to do with it. I think you're limited into two throwovers. You can't just endlessly throw over to first base.
I did see that, in one of the Yankee Giants games, that Clark Schmidt threw over twice, and now everybody knew that if you throw over one more time, you have to get
him out.
Yeah. Right.
You're allowed to throw over a third time, but if you don't get him, he's automatically awarded second. So that's a very risky throw over.
Yeah.
But the runner also didn't take off every time, too, knowing that the guy had to go to home plate. Again, like if you're still going to, if Vogelbach standing there on first, MLB's great television campaign ad aside, he's still not taken off, even though you've exhausted the number of times you've thrown over. You're probably not throwing over at all on him anyway. I'm just using this as an example.
Well, I did predict 5 for him this year. Really.
Nice. I also was thrilled that I didn't see a single third baseman standing in right field. That is so glorious. I'm so happy about it.
We're going to see left fielders in right field soon, I bet.
Maybe. I don't know. You're running that risk. But I kind of digged it.
Yeah, it's been a fun first weekend.
And
the Mets are 3-1. Nice.
I liked the fact that I didn't feel like the game was rushed. It felt the same. Mm-hmm. It did feel the same. And just take a look when you're watching a game. How often do you see the pitch clock popping up on your broadcast? Where usually it's up either with 10 seconds to go, or the Fox broadcast that I was watching.
Yeah,
it only pops up with five seconds to go. And it didn't pop up that often.
No.
So it hasn't changed the way that I feel the game's being played. But damn, it sliced a half an hour off of game time, which is huge. There's just no other way to put it.
Rich, my game was 2 hours and 3 minutes.
So you were
home? Second game.
You were home?
It was unbelievable.
So
I
basically,
told Chris I was like home, but I would have been.
Most important aspect of the pitch clock, unintended consequence, because these games are so short. Will you be able to actually be here during the day you're actually doing a game late at night? Like, you don't have to set up as much?
Prep time, still the same.
What's the prep?
I told Chris.
There's wires and a bunch of buttons.
I know, they're all connected to the stadium. You're not the one literally, like, plugging it into the wall.
Well, on my end, I am.
Okay.
You just don't want to be here.
We don't have it. Del Tufo.
No.
The Rich Eisen Show Del Tufo clock. We may have to have that.
That's a great idea.
Free.
All right. We'll take a break. Overreaction Monday when we come back. Stacey Dales and Matt Damon in Hour 3. Hiring for your business can feel harder than hitting a half-court shot with a 7-footer in your face. But thanks to Indeed, hiring top talent just got top-tier easy. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like matching, assessments, and virtual interviews. If you hate waiting, who doesn't? Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Indeed knows when you're growing your business, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Visit Indeed.com/richpodcast to start hiring now. Find top talent fast. Go to Indeed.com/richpodcast. Indeed.com/richpodcast. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1-quarter moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold. Monster.com can help you win your job hunt today. Take your resume. Do yourself a favor. You're looking for a job. Take your resume. Go to Monster.com. Upload it. And the minute that your resume is uploaded to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs, because employers are all over this website too. All over Monster.com. Because Monster.com, they know, specializes in building the right teams for employers, and then knows how to match you looking for a job with the job fits that fits you best and give you career advice for a strong performance when it counts. When you score the position, there's a salary calculator that Monster.com has that ensures you're paid what you're worth. All soup to nuts, you are handled. And guess what? You can go for it and get your resume on Monster.com and win your job hunt today. Monster.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Stacy Dale's top of the next hour, talking about her college basketball playing experience. And then she'll give us all the information she has on the Pro Day circuit. That will be ending shortly, and then we're already getting visits going down. Will Levis apparently visiting with the Raiders for his in-person.
No.
Here we go.
No.
They took Anthony Richardson to dinner. Now they got Will Levis in Las Vegas. Here we go. Time now for one of our Monday staples. It's our best. It's Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Christopher, have at it, sir.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Chris.
Awesome. Rich, you good?
What do you got? I'm good.
You know who's not good?
No.
Well, Jim Kelly thinks Josh Allen's not good.
What?
Have you seen this?
I have not.
No, what?
Jim Kelly was talking locally, and, you know, he said that the team needs more around Josh.
That's true.
So he doesn't have to do everything.
That is correct.
I think Jim Kelly's right. The Bills need more talent around Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah, buddy. They need a running back next to him that they can hand it to 15, 20 times a game. How about that? And I understand the Kansas City Chiefs have shown, okay, running back's this, running back's that. We'll draft one in the seventh round. He'll get about 800 yards rushing. He'll be our leader, and we'll still win the Super Bowl, and he'll score a touchdown in it. That's the point. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Josh Allen, once you hit the red zone, what if he has somebody like, I'm telling you, call the Titans and see if Derrick Henry's available. I need to know, is he available or is he not? Go get yourself somebody who can stand next to Josh Allen, and so he doesn't feel he has to jam it in a window from the 15-yard line. Doesn't have to run around like crazy and make these wild throws that are more successful than not. Jim Kelly's right.
Well, that
so wait a minute, but you posited as saying that Josh Allen's not that good.
Yeah, you kind of clipped it on us a little bit.
Come on now, don't do that to our friend Jim Kelly.
Don't read into what I'm saying. I'm just saying words.
Okay.
But you're saying that Jim Kelly
that's
says
an overreaction what Jim Kelly
Josh Allen
said.
Isn't good. That's not exactly what he said.
Needs more talent around Josh Allen.
I agree.
But that doesn't that mean is he not doesn't an feel overreaction.
What else you got over there?
He needs to stop doing everything.
That's correct.
All right. That's all I said.
Their best run option shouldn't be their quarterback in the red zone.
That wasn't quite how the meal was presented when you took the lid off of it, is all I'm saying.
What else? I would agree with that.
If you're
too.
A guy,
that's a proper reaction.
If you're a
TJ.
Guy coming off of a knee injury that didn't play last year, should you be asking for $15 million? The asking price for Odell, it's too high. No one's going to take a chance.
I would disagree with that.
Is that what he wants, 15?
Is that what he wants?
That's the report.
Great. Give it to him. If you're the Jets, give it to him.
Why?
Because he can win you the Super Bowl on the spot if he shows up and is the Odell.
Hey, Rich, that was 2 years ago.
Got it. Got it.
Rich, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How you feel today?
Yeah.
Were you feeling better 2 years ago?
I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
I'm still got my back in a tizzy from a pickleball injury 2.5 weeks ago. But
doctor
I'm
said they need a brachiotomy.
I'm 53. I say, go for it. The market will pay what it is, and if somebody says no 15, it'll come down to 10, and he'll sign somewhere, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. All right, I'm only saying that because I'm watching Michigan's spring game right now live on the Big Ten Network.
Wow.
Yeah, Donovan Edwards looked like it was Columbus all over again. Okay. What else you got?
Oh, gosh.
What else you got?
Okay, so we talked to Arthur Smith last week. I heard what he had to say. I took it all in. I digested it.
Yes.
It's crazy. The Falcons are going to regret not going after Lamar Jackson.
I think that, again, I've said this. I will say it again. The Falcons not going for Lamar Jackson. Currently, the Colts not going for Lamar Jackson. Who else? The Jets? I got this right here. The Jets? No. Well, hold on a second. If Aaron Rodgers and they give up a first rounder for him, which you know I think is not going to happen, then you can throw the Jets in that mix if Aaron Rodgers doesn't pan out. You've got the Titans, potentially. The Commanders, that's the one.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders. They have the 16th overall pick. They're not putting that on the line with next year's as well. Those teams, if Lamar does go elsewhere, I don't know if it's the same if he stays put in Baltimore. But wherever he goes, not Baltimore, let's just put it that way, and he succeeds and he takes that team to the promised land or to a championship game, gets to the Super Bowl and loses, just right around there in that very high-rent district neighborhood. And the team that doesn't go for him is absolutely going to be in the barrel. It's their time in the barrel if they don't perform well with the plan that they're sticking with right now, with Desmond Ridder, with whoever Indianapolis drafts maybe fourth overall at the quarterback spot, with Sam Howell in D.C. So this is that is not an overreaction. It might be for Atlanta. I kind of like the other moves that they've made. But if Desmond Ridder doesn't pan out and Lamar goes somewhere else and puts somebody in the high rent district, yeah. What do you got, Chris? What else?
Speaking of Will Levis, you just mentioned him. His pro day is today. We're going to talk to Stacey Dales about it. How about this one? Will Levis is going to be the only rookie quarterback to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, my God. That's an overreaction. His visit to the Vegas Raiders is today. His pro day, as you know, was last week.
Jeremy Fowler had a report that the Colts are looking at him at number four. Colts can win that division.
He's the only one.
Will Levis.
You say he's the only one.
Only one.
Dude, I think Carolina's set to win the division with who could be the rookie quarterback.
No, Saints, no love for D.C.?
I do have love for him, but I think there's a clear path to the basket if the Raiders take him. I know everybody thinks the AFC South stinks, but Jacksonville is set to repeat.
Okay.
And the Titans are always going to tighten up, hashtag. But I don't have an issue with Will Levis making the playoffs. I have an issue with him being the only one. Although, usually it is only one. So you're pegging him, huh?
Him.
Put a pin in it.
This is based solely on the Colts report.
Put a pin in it. What else?
All right, real quick. MVP showdown in the NBA? It's Giannis. Giannis is the MVP this year. I don't want to hear anything about Joker. I don't hear anything about Embiid. Giannis, 3 out of 4. Give it to him.
Well, I can't say that's an overreaction because,
you can't sneeze at that. All year it's been
I understand
Joker
that it's Joker and Embiid. I know.
Where's Giannis? He's the best player in the league.
I got it. I understand. I can't say that's an overreaction. So I'll say that's a proper reaction. But, the Joker hasn't played 3 straight games.
He's costing himself.
What's going on?
Trophies.
This league, dude. This league is just nutty.
Rich, it's Masters week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm doing. Tiger in contention on
that's
Sunday.
That's your last
Let's
one?
Let's go! Let's go! Sunday, contention! Red shirts!
I wish this wasn't an overreaction.
Come on!
Tiger's always been in the category if you never count him out. I will just say to you, well done. Well done. I'll say yes. Okay, sure. That's a proper reaction. I'm with you in that foxhole, sir. I'm with you. Would that be wild? That'd be wild. Jim Nance calls his final four national championship tonight, then calls Tiger putting on the jacket one last time.
The birds.
Oh, yeah, baby. Good for you. Stacey Dales and Matt Damon coming up in the next hour. Don't miss it.
Masters is best.
I did have a couple more. We ran out
of time.
What
else you got? No, go ahead.
Another Masters one guy. I'm going to say, you see who won the live event yesterday?
Yeah, Koepka, Brooks.
Koepka.
He's back.
Is he back?
Okay.
Multiple live guys in the top 10.
I think that's a good one. Why not? Why wouldn't there be?
DJ just won a couple years ago. Cam Smith obviously had the dominant run last year. I don't know. Maybe why not? I don't know.
Or multiple live guys just step all over themselves in the final round like Greg Norman.
You see, Greg Norman said that if a live guy wins,
yeah,
all of live is going to be on the 18th green celebrating.
Okay. Great.
Just less Greg Norman.
Okay.
All right, last one for you, TJ.
Oh, yes.
TJ won. Look, we can agree. Cody Rhodes got screwed, but Roman Reigns winning, good for business.
TJ, you want to have that one?
Ooh. Is it good for business? Of course. We are in day 946 of the Roman Reigns title reign. The man is 14 days away from hitting 1,000 days as the WWE champion, the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion. Of course it's good for business. He's the most recognizable figure. He's the head of the table. He's the tribal chief. He's the best of all time. And this reign may never end. We may pass on. He might still be champion. I don't know what's going to happen. But yes, it's best for business.
TJ Jefferson. I'll give that a round of applause.
Thank you.
You didn't even see that one coming.
I had no idea.
Very good.
Normally, I don't even pay attention during this segment. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm just joking. It's just a joke. Just a joke.
Wow.
Just a joke.
Stacey Dales coming up talking national championship game, and then Matt Damon talking about air.
It's WrestleMania season, and the Podcast Heat Network has you covered.
Woo! Podcast Heat has shows featuring many of your favorite wrestlers and personalities leading up to the Showcase of the Immortals.
The Showcase of the Immortals. And talking about the results afterwards.
And now it's not just WrestleMania being a day, it's a week. I don't know if there's anything quite like it in another form of entertainment.
There's not.
Get into the WrestleMania spirit with the Podcast Heat Network.
Woo!
Wherever you listen.